Are we still recording right now? Still recording. Oh my God. Okay, sorry guys. I'm literally just in the aftermath, which I may or may not be putting this in the promo. So if you're hearing this right now, I just talked to Brian McKnight / you'll be hearing this interview very soon. He was amazing. It was amazing. I'm still a little speechless. I've been a fan since I was a wee lass. So to be able to talk to somebody who has been making music for over 20 years at such a high caliber was such an honor. He has a brand new album out, Better. It came out February 26th, and he's got a new single out, was the same name too. You can check it out on YouTube. He's on tour right now as well, and it was amazing. It was kind of crazy because if I tell you guys that, you know, the last couple minutes before anything goes live is like hectic, you'll believe it this time because we were all set up in the studio. I'm over here with my friend Morgan Rodner of Graham McGuffin Podcast, and I'm in their studio, borrowed it for the day, and we get everything set up. We're all good to go. We do our test calls. All the levels are great. We are prepared. We were even have time for fucking lunch before. And then all of a sudden, we just hear... And I'm like, all right, cool. Maybe that's just like my inner monologue that is just coming out because I'm like super nervous. So maybe I'm just humming physically. No. The city of Northridge decided to trim all the fucking trees on the block today, right behind the studio. So with not a moment to spare, we moved the cart inside the house. We are in a back office right now, and I talked to Brian McKnight in front of a roll top desk with a mic connected behind a Jurassic Park poster with a mic connected to a stool. So I want to say a huge thank you to Morgan Rodner, who jumped on the minute that I asked if he'd be willing to do this. You guys definitely need to check out their podcast, Graham McGuffin. They just released an episode, actually, that features yours truly, talking about the new Independence Day, aka ID4. When I say we talked about it, I mean we get there eventually after we talk about Jeff Goldblum's abs for like the first 20 or so minutes. So if you also like glistening Goldblum abs, I was trying to think of a G word, glistening Goldblum glutes, I guess would be for the fly maybe, but check that out. It's episode 45, episode 45, Graham McGuffin Podcast. They're at Graham McGuffin on Instagram, right? Or is it at the Graham McGuffin?
Nope, just Graham McGuffin.
At Graham McGuffin on Instagram and Twitter and iTunes and Facebook and all of that. But yeah, I hope you guys really enjoy this conversation. I'm a little starstruck still that it even happened. Brian McKnight on Super Hungry the Podcast. Joining us today on Super Hungry the Podcast, guys, is multi-platinum recording artist, 16-time Grammy nominee, R&B legend, and musical icon for over 20 years, Brian McKnight. Brian, I cannot begin to tell you what a thrill it is to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. No problem.
So you've got a brand new album out. Better came out on February 26th. And I guess my first question for you is, who makes you a better man?
Well, the person that I wrote the entire CD about, my girlfriend Leilani, basically has turned me into the man that I am today, which is better than I really have ever been at everything. You know, it just seems like she's got the Midas touch. She's got me thinking and acting and being different, and it's changed everything from the way I look to the way I think to everything.
That's so amazing. Do you think she's influenced? Obviously, you said she inspired the album, and when I listen to the single and see the video for Better, you are smiling throughout the entire video. you look so happy, and it just, you know, and, you know, I was reading a little bit about the album and the inception, and as someone who's getting married in just a few short weeks, it's so encouraging to see, you know, what love can sort of do. I'm so excited for you. This is your 16th album after over 20 years in the music industry. So my second question is, after all this time and, you know, all of these huge albums that you've done, huge singles, you know, touring the world. What keeps you hungry for creating new music and challenging yourself that way?
Well, as a songwriter, you never think you've written the perfect song, even though you've had hits. I think you just want more. You know, you want to be able to do it again. You want to do it again and again and again and again. You know, when people tell you what something that you've written, what it means to them, and how they use it for different aspects of their life, it makes you hungrier for more. No pun intended.
Well, and you seem to know yourself as an artist so well. You've had such a good handle on your voice, your aesthetic for such a long time. With a lot of these artists that are coming up today, we kind of see these artists that are like following the trends of the time, and you know, the longevity of their careers is nothing compared to over 20 years like you have. What was it that at such an early age was able to help you find your voice and have the confidence to, be proud in that and in your musical stylings?
You know, I have to credit my mother on that one.
Because
she was always really good at letting me know that the world would only remember the me that was me. See, I wanted to sing like Stevie Wonder. I wanted to sing like James Ingram. I wanted to, you know, show up and do my impressions of other people. And I thought I was doing a great job until she would come to me and say, you know, there's already a Stevie Wonder, there's already James Ingram. Who are you going to be? And that message has always rung true with me no matter what I was doing. Of course, I steal from those people all the time.
Right.
But I figured out how to make it my own at the same time.
She told you to be the best Brian McKnight you could be.
Well, not actually in those words, but when you say it like that, it seems kind of cliche and corny, but it's true.
No, it doesn't seem cliche.
The only way.
It seems,
yeah,
honestly,
anybody's going to know you is to be yourself and to carve out a sound that is different from what everybody else is doing.
I think to have a parent that inspires that and encourages that is such a gift too. Would you say, aside from your mother, who inspires you, aside from your mother and obviously Leilani, who inspires you to create?
You know, there's so many different things. I try not to ever turn off my recorder in my brain. I could be watching a movie and a line happens. And so, oh, wow, that'd be a great idea for a song. And that one line can turn into an entire song.
Oh, wow.
So I try to let everything just, I'm not one of those guys, oh, look at the beautiful sunset. And then it doesn't kind of work like that for me. But I try to listen. I listen way more than I talk. And because of that, I'm always hearing something.
That's amazing. Well, on Super Hungry, the podcast, we talk about its conversations with not-so-starving artists. So that's people who are working artists. They are making their living working. What advice could you give to young and up-and-coming artists, not just musicians, but actors, performance artists, painters, anyone who's trying to break into the profession of the art world? What advice could you give to them?
Well, it always starts with the questions, like, what's your reason for wanting to do this? And if it's just to be famous or just to be rich, then I'd tell them that they probably shouldn't do it, because although those things are possible, that's not what's going to sustain you through the times when things aren't so good. It's going to have to come from a place of love. If you don't love this, if you don't really love it, it's not going to love you back.
Right.
And it's only the love for this thing that's going to get you through the times when, you know, you can't make the money, or you can't this, or you can't that, or you didn't get that audition you wanted or that you were hoping for, the break that you thought you were going to get. It's only that love that's going to get you through all those ups and downs.
That's a lot of what we touch on this podcast, is the sort of the realities of the day-to-day and the ups and downs. You know, sometimes the best teachers can be those hard lessons. What's been one of the biggest learning experiences for you in your career?
I think that you cannot celebrate wins for very long.
Okay.
Because even though it's hard to get there, once you get there, it's much harder to stay there.
Right.
So you just have to go back to work. you know, it's great to be recognized. It's great to have success and sell records or get that part or all those kinds of things. I'm reading the biography that William Shatner did for Leonard Nimoy, and they talked all the time about how, you know, even in the middle of a series or in the middle of a movie, they're still figuring out how next year they're going to make their mortgages. And these are, you know, the two most famous guys in the business at the time. And I was like, if these guys are thinking that way, how can I sit here and say, ooh, I got a number one right now, I'm good? It doesn't work that way.
Right.
People, attention spans, especially today, are so short that you don't have time to think about any of that. You just have to go back to work.
Well, and especially when it's something you love, like you said, I bet sometimes it feels like work, but other times it feels like kind of coming home and less like work.
Right, exactly.
Well, can I ask you, what's your favorite song on the new album, Better?
I don't really have a favorite. See, as the writer of all the songs, it's difficult for me to say, okay, it's this one. I love each one for different reasons, whether it was the frame of mind I was in at the time, the memory that it jogs from where it came from. It's very difficult for me now that once I finish it, I sort of divorce myself from it, because if I keep thinking about it, I want to change it and do all sorts of things with it.
Right.
So now it's fun to watch as people have gotten it and their favorite songs, because each one of these songs is so different from the other. I don't know how to make a record of the same thing.
That's exciting.
We've gotten into this whole idea that an entire record, I mean, these days are all the same tempo, all the same sounds, all the same melodies, all the same everything. And from beginning to end, each song has its own story for me that makes up an entire thing, one living thing. That's kind of the way I've made them all. So it's hard for me to pick just one.
I was going to say probably like a Sophie's Choice, right? Like you can't choose. But I'm so excited about the album. I was watching Twitter kind of blow up over the past couple of days too. Everyone from all over the world is so excited. People were like, I think one of my favorite tweets that I read was, well, I had stuff to do today, but the new Brian McKnight album is out. So so what can we expect to see from you on tour?
Well, since I'm never off tour, you know, this week alone between tomorrow till next Friday, I have 7 shows.
Wow.
So I'm working. I'm kind of all over the place. We just inked Europe and Asia and Australia for later on this year as well. So I'm coming to a city near you, I promise.
That is so exciting. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. This has been so amazing.
You're welcome.
We have another returning sponsor to this episode of Super Hungry, the podcast, Hair by Kaylee LA. Kaylee Vandenberg does expert cuts, color, and wedding styling that includes consultations, trials, and day of execution. Her hair tutorials have over 1.5 million views on YouTube, and she's been featured on Glamour.com, Redbook, and Lucky Magazine. So check her out at KayleeVandenberg.com and book her to style you today. This episode of Super Hungry, the podcast, is brought to you by a returning sponsor, the awesome hub of all things geek, Geek World Order. You guys should definitely check out this expertly nerdy website. It's curated with tons of reviews on music, movies, video games, comics, and it's got all of the geeky news you need to stay in the loop. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and always at geekworldordersite.com. Geek World Order, where geeks unite. And again, a big thanks to my friend, Sydney Landis, who is incredible and redesigned a brand new logo for us. If you guys are listening on any of your mobile devices, you can see the new logo. So check out her portfolio at ILU Sydney T. So that's the letters I, L, and the letter U, SYDNEYTEE.tumblr.com to check out her portfolio. Thanks again for doing that, girl. I'm so excited.
Hi, it's Brian McKnight, and you're listening to Super Hungry, the podcast.